One way of being the kingdom together is sharing from our lives, sharing our joys and sorrows together, and supporting one another. If you have something you would like us to pray about, I invite you to stand and wait for the microphone. Tell us your name. If you're on Zoom, we welcome you to unmute and also share with us. How can we be kingdom together?
My mom passed away a couple days ago. My brother, one of my sisters, and my stepfather were there with her this past week, and so we were with her, and we were blessed with lots of good time afterwards to share with each other, reflect on our experience this past year and on our lives together, and that was really a comfort. But please hold, especially my younger sister, who's really close to my mom, and my stepfather, Steve. My younger sister, Emily, my stepfather, Steve, are especially grieving right now. Thanks.
Micah, we hold that death, that loss, with you, with Emily, with Steve. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Kathleen Stayhauer. I'll try to get through this. I'm at the end of a month of coughing, so. last night I got an email from David Post, who used to go to Brit Shalom and was really instrumental in getting us involved in working in refugee resettlement. He moved to Pittsburgh shortly after we started, but last night the email said, wondering what's happening with the family we welcomed 3 years ago. He was expressing concern because of what's been happening with our government. So I was able to share with him that the family we welcomed is doing well, and that they actually quickly applied for asylum and were granted asylum about a year ago, and they're now possibly in the process of getting their green card. So they're in pretty good shape, although they're incredibly stressed by what's happening and really worried about themselves and their friends, because things are very unpredictable right now. It reminded me to share with all of you that we are still hoping to work to welcome or to support others who are welcoming families right now. We miss the window of opportunity to bring someone in from outside the country. Things shut down really quickly in January. The U.S. RAP program, the Refugee Admission Program, was suspended. All flights were canceled. Church World Service, I think, has kind of basically been in crisis. But I reached out to someone in Harrisburg, at the Harrisburg office, and she said they have a lot of people there that they would like to co-sponsor with us that are already in country. So we're going to be meeting with them this week to see what we can do. And I just love the sermon this morning, Kate. It just really spoke to me that kinship versus kingship, and what can we do. I've had a lot of despair lately, and action is always a good foil for that for me. So I invite you to pray with me and pray with our group as we discern what to do next, and we'll let you know what actions we can take together. Mm.
Kathleen, thanks for that update, not only about the family we helped resettle who's doing well, but the uncertainty that so many hold. And we hold this possibility of partnering with others. Let us hold that in prayer. God, in your love.
I'm Jen Byes. I just wanted to ask for prayer for one of Mira's friend's moms. I got a text last night that she had to be life-flighted to Geisinger. She had internal bleeding from an injury she had sustained. So I did get word that surgery went well, but I have no more details, but I know prayers for recovery would be needed and appreciated.
You don't need to share her name, but we know that God knows her name. And so with you, we hold this friend for her healing. God, in your love.
Thank you.
There is much uncertainty, much anxiety that has been rippling through the news, been rippling through the lives of many. Let's just pause and hold that space for those who live in uncertainty and for the unspoken longings of our hearts. God, in your love,
you are open.
We remember those around the world who live in crisis, who live in war zones, who return to homes that are but rubble. We remember them. God, in your love, join me in prayer. Holy One, you who came proclaiming release and recovery, you who call us to kinship, to a time of restoration for all of creation, where liberty and well-being know no boundaries. Open our hearts, Lord, for those who grieve, for those who face illness, for those who long to call this country home. Open our hearts, Lord, that we may serve as you have called us to serve. In your holy name, amen.